We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat post-game show. We are coming to you after like 84% of a really good basketball game. About with 6 minutes left, the Heat decided to just shit themselves on national, oh, not national TV, Fox Sports Sun. But yeah, it was a good game for the most part. You know, you had Bam Adebayo looking like a superstar. You had Goran Dragic putting the team on his back for certain sections of the game. But what happened is you had a team with two guys who can carry the load for certain aspects of the game against a team with three superstars, right? So you had two all-stars versus three superstars, and it 100% showed in the last 6 minutes of this game when the Nets went on like a 24-3 run. It was insane. So bring me back out, Brass. Let's introduce our panel, because you know what? On Hangover Time, no matter what, we're going to have a good time, and that's that is the theme of the show, y'all. So first of all, we are going to Brendan Tobin, our special guest from 790 The Ticket, Brass, because we landed our whale, you know, because if there's one guy that's going to get this show, it's Brendan Tobin. He probably can't drink. Yes, there we go.
Oh, what an honor.
So wow. We got our whale, you know. So we stole Brendan's Photoshop. Brendan, are you drinking tonight? Because I know you got to work at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I got a little beer. I grabbed this at Publix. I don't know, whatever.
You took the label off? Oh, I love it.
No, I think it's, what is this? There we go. It wasn't the one I wanted. It was like second choice. But this stuff's good. I like the other one that they have that's orange.
I thought you took a label off a Red Stripe.
I actually thought about getting Red Stripe because I do like the beer bottles in this shape. I don't really care what it tastes like. I just like
it's a good shape. It's a good shape. It's a good shape.
It's what's important, right?
Yeah.
So thank you, Brendan, for showing up even after a loss. Listen, this is between you and Chris Cody. I got to measure the excitement of Heat fans. Like this, between the two of you guys, it's been the most excited Heat fans have been for a guest on the show. So thank you for showing up. Like I said, we got our whale. I can't believe Brass brought out the picture when I had the mohawk. That was like 5 years ago. It was literally like a year ago. But yeah, I mean, a lot of shit was wild before COVID. And then I got my shit together.
Pretty sure that might have caused COVID.
It might have. I have a story of when I got sick in Atlanta in February and flew down to Miami. That's a whole nother thing. I don't want that contact tracing coming back to me. Alex Moose. Moose to buy. Are you What's drinking that monkey booty people? Tonight? What are you drinking?
Man, you already know. Win or lose, rain or shine. Mm. I'm staying on brand with my boy, my monkey shoulder, the original. And, yeah, you know, it's Monday. I know we normally save Drip Drop for Saturday, but I got to give the people what they want. So
hit
drip
it.
Drip Drop.
I'm going to take a swig.
Oh.
Tobin, I don't know if you know the rules. When he yells out drip drop like an idiot, we all have to drink or take a chug. On weekends, we take shots for subscriptions because we're basically Twitch prostitutes.
We're slowing down a little bit.
we're Twitch prostitutes on Friday and Saturday night. Twitch strippers, not prostitutes. Prostitutes get paid more. Tiffany Meeks.
Thanks.
My right hand. I don't... Brass had you positioned wrong. You're supposed to be up in the corner.
I know.
There we go. Now we're right. Okay, my right hand, Tiffany Meeks. What's going on? What is the drink tonight? Is it Tito's and a little bit of lemon? What did you do tonight?
No, nothing. It's ginger ale.
You took 2 days off. This is bullshit, Tiff.
Seriously,
this is why we lost.
No, listen, I'm under the weather, but I'm here.
You don't have COVID, do you?
No.
Because if you do, put on your mask.
You want to know? You want to know?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
It's not COVID.
I don't want to know.
It's not womanly issues.
Oh, okay. That's what I was worried about.
Okay. Yeah.
I still don't want to know. What you? Listen. Joey.
Yes.
Joey, who's very popular on the show, but doesn't get to come on a lot. He has a job that's very demanding. He is a male stripper. So he works for real bits.
He works.
Yes. He's getting paid more than all of us.
He's getting a change.
He gets some real subscriptions.
Yeah. I'm in the minor leagues now, but maybe I could get to the majors.
One day you'll be
making people drip drop.
Brass, I'm sorry. It's late. Did you pull his latest video?
No, I didn't. I'll do it.
Okay, do it. But his latest video, honestly, it's disrespectful because the man might be out for the season, but it was fucking hilarious. Joey, what are you drinking tonight? Joey,
I just nothing crazy. Okay. Just say vodka and soda.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you don't have to drink a Four Loko every time you come on.
So nothing crazy. No.
I mean, you're record.
But I will. I will.
Your record now is what? Four Loko, Old English. I was expecting a Mad Dog 2020 tonight, but
yeah. I'm gonna order some things on like the dark web. I'm gonna get some illegal stuff.
Listen,
don't do the Mad Dog.
If you can find some Cisco, let me know. One day,
we're gonna killer. Do Cisco killer.
Here's a quick 15-second story. Tobin had flashbacks to high school. I'm going to do a quick 15-second story time with Alf. We developed at one point something called Mad Disco, where we mixed Mad Dog 2020 and Cisco in a Big Gulp 7-Eleven cup, and we saw who could – no one won that night. Nobody finished that cup. It's fucking horrible. What is happening behind
me? What is happening?
What the hell?
That is on the green screen.
They found you, Joey. They found you.
We are trying to be professional right now.
Is that your mom? She wants to pull in the Buick, Joey.
Now, at this point, we got to hear the argument. Yeah.
Yeah. I am recently occupied. I'm a roommate. Me and my mother. Yes. Well, me and my mother are roommates for the time being. Thank you. It's a smart wall. Sorry.
I like that.
I'm like, that is
having your own balcony.
Well, no, that's a dope ass green screen. Like, oh, look, all this shit happened behind me. Like, I can pretend to open this door. Yeah. And close it. Like, look at that.
It's a steampunk green screen.
I got the same thing going on over here, Joey. Don't worry about it. All right, Brass, what are you drinking tonight in the background over there?
Oh, I got a bottle of Bacardi Ocho tonight.
I didn't even know that existed.
On that. It's good. It's nice.
Feels like a joke from Dodgeball.
It does.
Okay. All right, guys. So we'll, you know, we waited about 10 minutes to get into this game because the game, I don't think it was all the way sad. Like, there were some good things, but the Heat scored in the 80s again. Like a lot of odes to 90s basketball, you know, lately. Just putrid from three, 11 for 43. Joey's mom said, fuck your podcast. Go take out the trash. Thank you, Sweetfin Schmolnik.
I'm going.
Joseph, no one gives a fuck about Mo Harkless.
So, I'm trying to stay on task. Tobin, what I like to do, because people come to the show after a loss and they're mad as fuck, and I'm like, everyone chill out. It's early. And it's also the weirdest, wackest COVID season of all time. So what is a positive you took away from this game?
I mean, Bam has definitely got to be the big positive you take out of it. I feel like a Suns fan over the last 5 years. Like, I feel like I'm watching losses, but I do feel like I'm watching a player just get better and better. It's cool seeing the light bulb go off with him, because it feels like it's been drilled into him for so long in his career to not be the guy, not be aggressive, not go get his shot. And, you know, I think we're all discovering just how much range he has, how much ability he has, how pretty his stroke is. And that's been really great. And it does make you feel like once Jimmy and Tyler and you get everybody back in the fold, like, it's almost like you're getting not another player, but you're getting another weapon added into last year's team. And I think we've all wondered, like, what is, you know, if the Heat are going to run it back, how are they going to be better? Well, so far they haven't been, but Bam taking another leap would be another level to that. So that's been the best part of it. I mean, I've been disappointed. I was disappointed today in Duncan's performance last couple of games. You know, it took him really late into the last Nets game to get going. This game, he was a non-factor, and you know, without Jimmy and without Tyler and not getting anything from Duncan Robinson, you're not going to have a prayer, especially against a team that's got that much firepower.
Listen, Duncan, if we're going to get into negatives, we'll get into them later. But you touched on Duncan Robinson and also Kelly Olynyk. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Between the two of those guys, 1 for 15 from three, right? That's how you end up with 85 points. Like, 14 missed three-pointers from two guys. Goran Dragic, 6 for 9. I mean, no, and Kendrick Nunn, 1 for 8. When we were singing his praises, Tiffany. But I'm trying to keep it positive. I'm trying not to go the fuck off because I feel like I'm close. And I'm like, everyone's like, Alf, you're still saying this earlier. Quarter of the season is gone. We don't even know how much of the season is gone because every fucking thing has been postponed. We have no idea. The season is stupid, and I'm trying not to take it seriously because, like, the Grizzlies have had, like, 19 games postponed. Could we do that without Jimmy? I would love that. I would have loved for all these non-Jimmy games to get postponed. But we're out here playing the Sixers, the Nets, the Raptors, everybody shorthanded. So, listen, I'm not trying to make excuses. So I'm going to get off my soapbox for a second. Tiffany. Positive from this game. Tobin already mentioned Bam.
Wait, so I got to do somebody else?
Yeah, there was other good positives. Luck. There was some. I don't know if we can get all the way to Joey with this. I'm trying to go around.
All right,
all
right.
We gotta hurry up.
All right.
You ain't got one. Do you want to pass? You want to pass on
some? No, I'll pull. I'll pull something. I mean,
Chris Quinn looked really animated on the bench. A lot of energy from Quinn Cat.
Right.
Spo has saved up so many challenges that by the time we get to the playoffs, he can challenge like 18 plays a game, which is good because that's how it works, right? You save all these challenges, like they don't expire, right?
Listen, KZ didn't look that bad.
Damn it, she took mine.
He didn't look that bad.
Mine too.
all right, give me a minute.
He didn't look that bad. He just he just gets into early foul trouble, and then he just looks so hesitant once he draws that first foul. But I mean, he didn't look that bad.
I would say KZ's defense was excellent tonight. Like, I mean, excellent. Like, he had a guard. We're not talking about him guarding, you know, Jeff Green. He was guarding Kevin Durant and James Harden for the most part while he was on the floor, and he was really, really good. And they were good against those guys all night. Honestly, they held the Nets, who score 120 points a game, to 98 points. Defense wasn't the problem tonight, Moose. So we're running low. We're running out of fumes here. But do you have a positive after KZ defense and Bam Adebayo? Because there are, I think there's another one, at least so one.
I'll give you one. I feel like this is an easy one. But, I mean, it's always great to see Goran playing like this, you know. Tonight was a night, especially in that first half, in the first, like, three quarters. That three ball for him, I mean, that was really carrying our team in a lot of different ways, you know, just in energy-wise and keeping our team in it. My only flip side on this one, though, will be, and I said this earlier to you guys, you know, I love seeing Goran play like this, but I hate that it has to be right now. For all of these minutes that he's getting this early in the season and all of these big performances that he's giving us now, those are minutes that I'm not going to be able to count on post All-Star break. You know, I just, it's a lot to ask of him this early in the season.
And when I said that early in the season, all the Tyler Hero fans came at me and called me racist and said I hate white people because I said Tyler Hero is not a point guard and you can't rely on Goran Dragic this much. Like, they need to figure out something else because Jimmy Butler is out a lot. And all of a sudden, everyone hated me. And so I'm going to go to Joey's got his mic muted. Is your mom still yelling at you, bro?
No.
Nah, they worked it out.
She does it in Morse code. She does it in Morse code. It's weird.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask you for a positive. Just give me something off tonight's
game. His drug test.
Chill, bro. His mom is in the room.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
What? You used to have like a black sheep behind you. What happened?
I'm switching it up.
You stop giving a fuck after you pass your audition. Yeah. You're like, I'm part of Heat Beat now. Fuck it. I'm just out here.
Yeah, or just get a stationary wall behind me. Just something that doesn't move. Any positives? I mean, Kelly Olynyk wore a headband today. He tried it. Maybe not wear it next game. Yeah. I don't know. That's Joey's fashion news.
The Kelly Olynyk headband was a weird choice.
Yeah. Is there anybody that looks worse in a headband than Kelly Olynyk? I mean, I told you guys, I tuned in late and I thought he was injured. I thought it was a head wrap.
I mean, who looks worse? Tobin, you got anybody who would look worse in a headband than Kelly? Honestly, Kelly needs a headband.
I think Alex Caruso looks pretty shitty in a headband. But
Kyle Korver wore a headband.
No, Alex Caruso is funny because he has no hair.
Yeah, he looks like a giant baby. It's just a weird look. But I mean, maybe he's a big sweater, so that's why he has to go with it. So if it's for need, I don't want to make fun of him, but it looks terrible.
No, we can make fun of him. And all Alex Caruso slander is welcome on this podcast.
It's appreciated.
It looks like Stewie Griffin.
what he had a head wound?
Yeah.
Random fucking reference, and but I caught it because I watched way too much Family Guy. So Tobin, you get a perspective from Heat fans that we don't necessarily get. We have our audience that, you know, we have our, you know, 2,000 strong that listen to the podcast, download, you know, watch the live streams. You have a broader audience of South Florida Heat fans. You don't have the national audience of a Sedano or an Izzy. And also, I think you have a lot of dumber Heat fans. You just have like the people who don't know how to access the internet. So you have like the overall feeling of the
Heat. I get Gus and Kendall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you know, this dude on a cell in Kendall, like idiots. What do you, going forward, what do you feel like the overall Heat fan sentiment is? Like, are people expecting, like, when Jimmy comes back, this team is going to make a run, or everyone's like, blow this thing up?
No, I think the thing, I mean, mostly people, I think on my show are always expecting to know what is the move the Heat are going to make. That's natural. I definitely stoke that fire. of like, you know, what is, you know, what is the big whale that Riley's going to go land and stuff like that. But as far as this team, I don't get the sense that Heat fans are in a panic. I think that nobody feels good with where the team is at. There are people who think, like, you know, you went through the whole Bam is not worth the max. I had people who were comparing him to Hassan Whiteside a couple of weeks ago, and they look wildly stupid. You know, but I don't, you know, there's a lot of people who just think, like, oh, they made big mistakes not bringing Jay Crowder back, all this type of stuff. And, you know, I just think you look for answers in a time like this because you don't have just the natural thing in front of you, which is just that they haven't been healthy. They haven't had Jimmy Butler for five straight games. You know, they haven't had now you lose Tyler, you know, the time you lose Goron, like, it's just, it hasn't really been the Miami Heat. Like, they haven't even had a chance to run it back. So I think for the most part, people have been pretty reasonable. And I think, you know, like you say, as far as my audience is concerned, I don't know if that's because people have been more pissed off at the Dolphins or the Tua thing or whatnot, because I don't think, like, Heat passion broadly in South Florida has quite kicked in yet, because I do think it is early. It's still January. It's not really a time where, you know, people are you know, crazed to make broad strokes opinions on the Heat. But I think the hardcore ones that are tuning into us every single morning, I think they're okay with it. I think the people are enjoying what Bam is doing, and that's been cool. But yeah, like, there's, you know, you can't feel good. Like, you know, the record is what it is, and it is, you know, whenever they do get back together, they do feel like they have a lot of work to do to catch up, and that's been, you know, I think the thing that sucks is because they have been, that there have been some valiant efforts in.
Really, volume ever
shorts.
And you've had some. You've had some, like, breakout games from Tyler. You've had the last two couple breakout games from Bam. Like, there are things that, like, when you look at, like, damn, man, if they could have all their guys on the floor at the same time, the starting lineup was Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, Kelly Olynyk. Because when Kelly was playing with Tyler and with Bam and a little bit with Butler, like, when they had the whole rotation together, Avery Bradley was filling in for those Butler minutes. Tiffany, they looked good. Like, there were some – Kelly looked okay. Like, there were some good-looking moments from those teams, but we've just seen so little of it. Like, is it fair right now to really judge this team?
I mean – two things could be true. They suck right now, and then they could be good when everybody comes back. Like, both of those things could be true. And it's fair to judge them based on what we see. Like, Kelly's up and down, but I feel like everybody knows that. He's not a consistent player over – he's not going to give you 10 straight good games. He's going to give you two, and then he's going to disappear for four. And that's just who he is. And it's like –
and he's going to put on a headband.
Exactly, and look like the worst fucking dojo owner ever. So this is what it is.
Moose, hit us with the drip drop real quick.
I'm gonna give Tiffany this one because that dojo thing was good. I'm gonna hit you with a drip drop. I love that Photoshop.
It is very appropriate.
Brass has been at an elite level to start the year, say, with Photoshop skills.
Have you, Tobin, because Tobin's a bit of a Photoshopper himself. That's why I wanted to do the whale one. Can we throw the whale one back up?
Beautiful.
That's why I was very excited to do this, because Tobin honestly is one of my whales. Like, you know, we've interacted at some Heat games and stuff. Like, Tobin's a good guy, but he's always been very, very friendly to Heat beat or whatever I've been doing. Like, I'm like, Tobin, you know, would you mind being on my no problem, bro? And he comes on every single time. So I wanted to pay tribute to Tobin's Photoshops. But Brass, do you have the Bams over Baghdad? Bams over Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's his best work.
Oh my God!
That's like awesome. The Mona Lisa. It's the Mona Lisa.
It's his best. It's so good.
I mean, you got to step. Tobin, can you just hire Brass to do stuff for your show? Because He's got it on lock. He's got the Heat Photoshop game on lock right now.
It is pretty. It's damn good, man. I may have to. I mean, did you guys tag Bam on that? Has he seen that? That's really good.
No, we only tag Bam on when I yell at him and tell him he's trash and what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. We'll say this. Are you fucking kidding me?
It worked.
I will say this. I'm going, Joey.
Yes.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Since I did that shit, Bam's been a monster.
Yeah, you were like awoken something in him.
Yes.
Like his sensei.
For sure. Not yet. That, and you also got him unverified for a bit, which I didn't realize you had that much pull with Twitter.
Listen, yeah.
That was surprising. But he got it back.
I have almost 4,000 followers. I'm not just some nobody. I was like Miyagi with the I laid hands on that motherfucker.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
I threw myself off with I laid hands on a motherfucker. So going forward with the Heat right now, with this season, the season is wild. This season's crazy. Teams are getting games are getting postponed. I want to know, I'm going to start with Tobin, go around the horn, your expectations for the Heat this year from 2-3-4 seed to missing the playoffs. Your just random prediction right now, because I feel like a lot of people are making a lot of big leaps with the Heat right now. Like, so let's fuck it. Let's go ahead. Let's make our own big leaps. Like, where do you see the Heat finishing up?
I know. I mean, it's very bunched up in the East right now. I can see, you know, watching the Nets over the last couple of nights. I'm not afraid of them in a series. But I definitely can see them racking up. They're going to start racking up some wins, I think, when they're together. Milwaukee. I'm trying to think of what teams do I think in this situation will fall off, and which teams will kind of teeter totter. I mean, I still think the Heat are probably going to finish where they were last year, like in the middle of the pack, like 4-5. I still think that that's maybe 3 if they get on a really good run. And like you said, we don't know what the second half of the season is going to be like. Philly's gotten off to a blazing start. But as far as like, how do I feel about them in the playoffs? Like, yeah, if they're in the playoffs still, I still like them against basically anybody. I mean, I like to see, you know, see what Brooklyn looks like by the end of this thing. Maybe they figure some things out and are even scarier. But as far as the rest of the Jokers, you think I'm, you know, I'm still scared of the Sixers? No,
no.
You know, Bucks got a game against you last year. Yeah, you know, I'm not quite believing in Cleveland yet, although they've been very impressive so far this year. So yeah, I still like their chances if they get into the tournament in the East, but you know, I think probably with the way that things have started off, I would say they're probably going to end up a middle of the pack East team in as far as seeding is concerned.
And then I think if they change up what's going, if they do a bubble or something for the playoffs, I think everything changes. Joey,
yeah.
When it comes to Boston, Peyton Pritchard is hurt. He's injured. So I think they're going to take a big dip. Like, who are you afraid of? Because honestly, if Peyton Pritchard was healthy.
No, you're totally right, because Peyton Pritchard was averaging, I think, like 7 points, one insurrection. You know, so he was doing good. But I think that we're somewhere around the fifth seed. I don't really care where we are as long as we make it.
Yeah.
I think that this Heat team just has that kind of mentality where they're just – not turning on a switch, but maybe just being like, okay, guys, like we really need to just work hard, because you know they survived in the bubble, you know. So even if they brought back something like the bubble, they would just thrive in it again.
Moose, is a 10 game, like, would you be surprised if the Heat got Jimmy back and just went on like a 10 game win streak and found themselves third in the East?
Not at all. No, like that was going to be the point that I was going to make, that I could give you a prediction right now, but it's so impossible this season out of any season, because this COVID thing is just shifting it drastically for everybody and putting a lot of teams at unfair advantages. Like you were saying earlier in the show, Alf, I would love for the Heat to have a couple of these games off and regroup, but we're playing through it as opposed to like a Memphis or somebody. So
the Grizzlies haven't played since November.
Yeah, it's messed up. This is the weirdest NBA season, and it's not for basketball reasons, which is what's so frustrating.
I think Chris Silva was out tonight, and I still don't understand what the fuck happened to him. Like, how did Chris Silva get hurt? What was he doing?
I think he hurt himself getting up and down from the stairs or some shit. I don't know, he's not playing. So.
I mean, getting off the bench because he never gets off of it. Like, what was it? Mm. What did he do that got? Is it muscle atrophy because he doesn't play?
It could have been an atrophy situation.
Clapping. I think that's. Yeah, I think that might be what it is. Correct, so yeah, we're way past the 20-minute mark where I usually ask for questions, but I was excited to talk to Tobin, so I just ran right through it. So go ahead for, you know, next few minutes, start sending in your questions. I will answer them for the next 10 minutes. And we're going to try to cut this off at 40 minutes. And that's always my goal. And then we always end up going an hour and 15 for some goddamn reason.
But we got a good question right here.
We can't do it because Tobin has a morning show. Okay.
Oh, don't worry. Here's a question. I'm in my living room. Like, I wake up at 5:50 and roll on over here. It's not like the old days, man. When I'm back in the studio, maybe I would be worried about it.
Bro,
like,
you live in what, Lake Worth?
Yeah.
I used to live in Royal Palm Beach, and that drive.
Blowing up his spot, come on.
You know, he says it on the show. Oh, look at Boynton Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Lake Worth, North Palm Beach County in the house. But you used to drive from Lake Worth to fucking the 790 studios in North Miami every day.
Yep.
I did that shit for like 3 weeks doing the afternoon drive with Ethan, and I wanted to kill myself and everybody who lived off of Ives Dairy, because it's the worst road in the world.
Yeah, the morning drive's not so bad other than getting up, because nobody's on the road. So I could get there in like 45, 50 minutes, like, because I'm cranking down the turnpike. But on the ride home, it was – especially when we had like that short stint where we go until 4 – oh man, like right in the middle of rush hour. It was taking me 2 hours to get home every day.
The worst. It was absolute rough. Worst. So I'm gonna ask you the first question from the chat. L Genius asks, do you think Iggy and Goran can keep the same pace into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I've been really, really happy with Andre Iguodala so far this year, because I was like, I don't get it last year with Andre Iguodala. And Spo is doing that thing early on in the year, even where he's just like, you guys don't see it. He's doing all this type of stuff. And I feel like that it's really has paid off from Andre. So I don't see any reason. He looks like he's in phenomenal shape. You're not asking him to do a ton, especially from a scoring standpoint. So I don't see why that can't keep up. Goron, I mean, it's just a matter of health. I think they're very conscious of it. And I think once you get Tyler back, they will ease up on Goron on certain nights. I think they know what that's about. And there's going to be nights where he looks, you know, he looks like a zombie walking around the court. And then there'll be days where he looks like the greatest thing that's ever come off the bench, because he can carry your team offensively. That's Gogi.
Well, I honestly, between those two guys, I just hope that the Heat get enough guys back that these guys don't have to play heavy minutes before the playoffs. Like, that's, to me, that's the issue. And Tiffany, tonight, I commented that Spo, and I'm not the big rotation Spotation guy. I'm not fire Spo guy at all. But I felt like he put them in 2 minutes late or a minute and a half late. It was 6 minutes left, and I was like, it was 6 minutes and 38 seconds. And they're like, Goron needs to come back in now. And then he put them in with less than 5 minutes left, and the game was already out of control. Right. The Nets were on a roll. That was a train going downhill. It was no stopping them at that point. Can they maintain this pace going forward?
I think I felt like that was a trick question, because like to me the question was, can Goron continue to play like he played tonight, like he played the previous game? No, he can't. He can't play 30 minutes or whatever every game. Like, you can't. He's not going to make it to the playoffs. He looked gassed by the end, and that's probably why he got that extra minute, you know, worth of rest. He looked gassed.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this forever. Like, you can't rely this heavily on Goran Dragic. And we love Goran, but like, you want Goran to play 18 minutes a game throughout the regular season and 30 minutes a game in the playoffs. He's playing 35 minutes a game now, and you just hope like he has knees left when it comes. Like, he's going to be out here in a wheelchair. And like, right, he might like one of those wheelchair basketball players with the fucking spokes on the side. Like, you just hope he can fucking make it. You hope he can make it happen. Like, you're like raising your hand, like, you play some wheelchair basketball.
Just to briefly like to touch on Tobin's point. Like, I agree. Yeah, getting Tyler back is going to help, but I think the real one is going to be Avery Bradley. And that's, of all the players that we haven't brought up, that's the one that concerns me the most.
Like, we need to talk about that. Because Avery,
that's tremendous.
Oh, yeah,
that's great.
He needs that.
Well done,
real quick. Get him out. What happened there? How did he get in here?
You got to take away his keys.
Did
man.
He make that Photoshop?
I'm not taking credit for that Photoshop.
It was bad. Like, Kelly's neck looked weird, but it was funny. It was funny. It was funny.
It's surprising.
Joey.
Avery
Bradley.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Avery Bradley a little bit. I do want to get to Shuffling Spaces question in a second, but Avery Bradley is out because he got COVID. Avery Bradley opted out of the bubble because he has a child that is susceptible to COVID. Is Avery Bradley coming back? Like,
he said he's coming back Wednesday. He did an interview with Chris Hayes. He said he's coming back against the Nuggets.
That shocks me.
If
I were him, I'd be like, double middle fingers, NBA. Like,
yeah, careful.
Well, I wouldn't even be mad at him.
A lot of the Heat guys were pissed because they feel like this ties back to a team that was screwing around. Like, they all feel like they were very strict with COVID protocols and somebody else wasn't. And that's how this all happened.
It was the Wizards.
Yeah. I remember Duncan mentioned something after a game, just like how upset they were because they have been taking it very, you know how the Heat are. Like, they're super diligent with everything. So, you know, you saw the Heat security guy rush in to stop Kyrie from getting Bam's jersey. He was like, no. You know, he's trying to prevent all Rona at all times. So, you know, yeah, he's coming back though. I mean, it's
but see, I don't even think because basically the guy, that baldhead guy from Heat, is Liam Neeson from Taken. Like, just don't fuck with
him. Oh, yeah, I would have messed with him.
Is that his name, yeah. Baldhead guy? Is that what he goes by?
Yeah, that's what he goes by. Nobody knows his name. I don't know anybody who knows his name, but everybody knows who the find fuck out he his is.
Name. I don't think he has a name. I don't think he has one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Find out his name. You'll be dead the next day.
Exactly.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that guy definitely can, like, grab you, like, right here, and you're out.
You're done. Yeah. Because he's not big enough to be as scary as he is.
No,
but he's fucking frightening. Like, I'm twice his size, but I would never say anything cross to him.
I would never say anything to him.
And no, I haven't. I've been next to him, and I've tried to blend in with the furniture. Yeah. I pretended I was serving the pregame meal. Like, I'm like, listen, I'm just a black guy that works here. Like,
oh, you were next to him. That's like a no name drop. Dragon, you were next to this guy.
Yeah, honestly, he's gonna come find me right now and give me a fucking Vulcan neck squeeze and knock me the fuck out.
Like a dart in your neck.
All right, so I'll go to Joey with this. If home court doesn't matter due to COVID, this is from Shuffling in Space. If home court doesn't matter due to COVID, does it matter where Heat finish as long as they get in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's kind of like what I said. I think that even if they're the eighth seed, as long as they're in, I would be afraid to play them.
No, they don't want that. They want, at the least, they want sixth. Do they want to play in? They don't want to play in.
That's true. They're playing. They I think as long as they avoid
the move it one up.
but I agree with what Joey's saying though, and I do hear you, Tiff. Like, you don't want to be that eighth seed and have that playing situation. But the fact that there's no fans, hopefully, in the stadium, home court is going to be kind of the same situation as like the bubble. Like, it's not going to be that same feeling of having your home place. No. So,
this is where we part ways. You don't want that extra shit. You don't want to be playing extra games.
No, you don't want
I'm not trying to get extra games, but I'm saying, like, what's the difference between like sixth and seventh?
Seventh is the play-in.
But okay, Tobin, Amos 1992 says something. Outside of the play-in games, it sounds like the NBA is going to let fans back in. So does it matter a bit? Like, so does it matter?
Yeah, I don't think the NBA is going to go back to a bubble.
I think
we all think that because they did an awesome job with the bubble and it came off without a hit. But the NBA, them and the NHL were the only teams that had to basically pause their season, reconfigure just to finish the season and kind of get things back on track. They're now where MLB was and the NFL was, where it's kind of just like, yeah, things are going to be pretty terrible this year, but we just kind of got to get through it just because we got to get through it. And yeah, the Heat are going to have, what are they having, COVID sniffing dogs on Thursday? Like, I think there's going to be fans at the playoffs. I think, I don't know. I don't think that this is going to be a bubble situation this year. I
see Bradley Beal kind of support the idea of a playoff bubble again, though. I'm curious if more players will speak up on that as the
season. He's not going to be there. If he's with the Wizards, they're not even going to be there. So Wizards,
you got me on that one.
There's that. He wasn't in the bubble, and a lot of people hated the bubble.
Right. Like, he wasn't there. Really, like, he won't be there.
Weren't the Wizards in the bubble at the beginning?
I don't think he wasn't in it, I thought he didn't show up for it because they didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wizards were in there for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Someone says they don't see enough drinking.
Oh.
This is liquor, I'm motherfucker.
Hit you with the drip drop. Also Monday. Like, we're tired.
Yeah, chill. Like, I got to work in the morning. But I'm like Tobin. I roll over and go to work. I be out this motherfucker answering emails on my cell phone. Like, I don't want them to see that answer from an iPhone 12. y'all know how it is. I want to know about these. I really want to talk about these COVID sniffing dogs. Because if they culture can sniff, if they, the culture sniffing dogs. If you can sniff COVID, I remember going through, I'm not going to name names, but I remember going through that security, Tobin, you've been there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, sweet. And then, oh, shit, it's dog day. I've been with people that had to go back to their car, right?
Because they have the drugs?
Yeah. Well, no. Yes, drugs. but, like, what if you have, like, the flu or are you going to be, like, shook and just be like, fuck, I don't know. Are they going to step COVID on me?
I was talking about this last week, man. I got into a heated debate with Leroy because he swears that they are like just COVID dogs. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Dogs can smell a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And like, yep. What if this dog happens to mix some stuff up? And
you like, find out you got chlamydia at a Heat game. That's right. Wild,
like,
shit.
I don't know. Like, you know, the dog, apparently the dogs are trained where they smell the Rona and they sit. That's their signal, you know? So I hope that's true. Like, they just have one signal. Maybe they have another signal for explosions. I don't know. Some people think they're just Rona dogs. But, man, I feel like the Heat are getting made fun of a lot for it. I'm like, it's something. I mean, I don't know. Sure, the dogs.
But my thing is, like, if this is a thing, how come we only hear about the Heat doing this? I haven't heard about this anywhere else in the world.
I don't know.
It's a global pandemic. Sniff out COVID anywhere.
They've had this for years. They've just been waiting to do it, you know?
Yeah.
They've been researching, training, breeding these dogs.
Finally.
What I want to know is, like, okay, so you can go in, and if you don't have COVID, but you have a bomb, you're good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, can the dog pull an audible? Like, does he have another signal for real danger?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Is it just like a one trick dog? Or?
I mean, if it smells COVID, it sits. If it smells a bomb, it says something. Like, if you see something, say something. I'm guessing.
Oh, like, it barks or something. But then I'd be like, you're gonna take a dog's word for it? I'm a human being. What do you mean? This is an animal.
Are you gonna take a dog's word for it? Is probably the lie of the night.
And like, what if you have Rona, but you really love the Heat? And you bring the Heat with you, and then like you fling the bacon strips at it, and it's just, like, it just takes off. You're just like, dog's not committed to the cause.
That's what I'm saying. My thing is, like, are the dogs like sniffing around the arena? So like, do they give you like? Is there like a second opportunity to sniff you? Or like, are they going around the seats?
They're checking tickets. I heard.
Just check it.
Like, you
don't want to be like if they sniff you out in the arena, like you got in and you're three quarters into the game, then, you know, are they really going to kick you out, or are you going to be like, well, listen, man, damage has been done. Can I at least finish?
Yeah, like, I've been breathing on motherfuckers the whole game. I coughed twice in the third quarter. Like, what?
I kind of wish the dogs could sniff Kelly Olynyk and figure out if he's got it tonight.
Listen, if we can sniff COVID, we can sniff for the hot hand, can't we?
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Be like, this is a good nun night, Spo.
Yeah. Send him in. And if he sits, the dog's like, if I sit, Kelly sits.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't put that motherfucker in. He smells like trash.
I put the dog in.
He smells like Mo Harkless. Sit his ass down.
The dog would be like, Kelly Olynyk smells like myself. What are we doing?
So Rochelle said, I don't know if it's Rachel Leb. Y'all got to have more readable names. What if I'm allergic to dogs and just start wheezing in its face?
I think that's heady play.
I don't think that's how it works, though. I just don't understand. Like,
pull the allergy card.
So can dogs sniff the flu is what I want. So if dogs can sniff COVID, can they sniff other diseases?
Cancer, I think.
Yeah, they can smell cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can smell cancer, but these dogs apparently have been trained at like FIU.
They can smell fear too, smell I think.
Corona.
They've been trained at FIU?
Yep.
Oh, they should also be able to, like, they should be trained in a lot of STDs too if they were trained at FIU. I'm just saying. I didn't go to FIU. I'm clean. That was just a stray at FIU. You just guys didn't deserve it, but I had to do it. It was
just a hammer.
Yeah, somebody had to get it. All right, guys. Are we wrapping it up, or is there? Oh, someone said, "Why is there FIU slander?" And that's Giancarlo Navas.
Why are you answering him?
Oh, because he probably has chlamydia. You can't get that from a body pillow. Like, they'll probably be
Don't you dare
trip drop.
G Novice is worried if they could smell virgin. They're like, what?
Oh.
That was a Joey joke. I should have let him say it.
Joey gotta go take out that garbage. So
yeah,
no, I already took it out. So who's doing now?
Joseph, are you done with your little skit?
Are you done playing with your friend, Joseph? Are you off MySpace?
My mom has to use the Wi-Fi. We gotta hurry this up.
I gotta use the phone. Get off the internet.
Joseph, honey, help me with the facts. We got a fax.
I can't record my show. all right. El Genius says, I'm not done, Ma. All right.
I love this. This is great.
Poor Joey catching strays. All right, so we'll be back on Wednesday. Who are they playing on Wednesday? The Nuggets? Oh, that's another L. Jesus Christ. Eventually they're going to get this shit together. Honestly, I wanted to ask Tobin. I saw a clip today of my man's Leroy Horde, who I've met a few times. I enjoy the fuck out of him.
Bro, I feel so bad about this clip. This clip is bullshit, man.
It's not bullshit. He said it.
This clip is hold on. It's a 4-hour show, and Alejandro, whoever put out the tweet, and I like his Twitter account, but he puts out like a minute of my man who's just like stumbling through. You know, we were getting off the ground for a point. Like cuts it off. It was like a political ad.
Do we have the clip?
Yeah. Did he end up sticking the landing then?
No.
So there wasn't fancy editing done. Your man was asking, like, why does a good QB need a quarterback coach? I'm over here, every team has a quarterback coach. Like,
but I speak Leroy. Like, I know what he meant. Like, it was like he was going to the point, like, why does Tua need a coach? Like, why does he need somebody from his childhood to coach him? Like, is that a good thing? And it just then Robbie's like coming in over the top because Robbie fucking hates Tua now. He's like, dude's a bum, sucks. And so all the Dolphin fans are now mad at Leroy. Think a guy who played 10 years in the NFL has no idea what he's talking about.
That was a wild take, though. Come on, Tobin.
It wasn't a wild take. It was like a half take.
Listen, 10-year NFL vet, Laz on a mobile. I mean, it's pretty even.
Can't they get a dog to like sniff a quarterback and tell if it's good or not?
Well, listen, we need them shits in Chicago bad.
You need a QB smell dogs. They wouldn't throw up on Mitch Trubisky's shoes. Like, honestly, that's animal abuse. Sniffing Mitch Trubisky. That motherfucker sucks. And I root for the Giants. And I know Mitch Trubisky's trash. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Hangover Time. So much thanks to Brandon Tobin for joining us after a Heat loss, still having a good time. And that's the point of the show. We're going to have fun, win or lose. Like, you ain't got it. Yes, we got our whale.
So much.
We got our whale. Like, after
our
this,
whale, we delivered.
After this, we're just going after a little fish like Zaslow. We went big time. Oh, Jay Jock did the Giannis did the Gianni thing. Plug the pod. Check out the Miami Heat Beat podcast on Spotify. Where the fuck you listen to podcasts? Like, honestly, I don't even know why I got to plug. Like, honestly, if you're not subscribed to the Miami Heat Beat podcast, what the fuck are you doing? Tobin, before we go, because we're on Twitch and we've established a little presence on Twitch, and I know you just got to Twitch, and the more of us that are doing it, the better it is for all of us. Tell us about what you're doing with Twitch.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Our company, Radio.com, basically has a partnership with Twitch. And they came to us a little bit ago. And they wanted to make us the first Miami show to do the live radio show every day, every weekday for the show. We were just waiting on getting a producer. We have Jay Figg. Who is also a beloved member of Heat Nation. She is now our Twitch producer, and we're on every day now, 6 to 10 a.m. So people can go watch the show, or you can go watch it on demand. If you're not a morning person, you can go watch it afterwards too. Follow it at 790 the ticket. 790 the ticket.
That is awesome.
That is honestly, if somebody was like, well, why would you big up 790 show? The more people that go to Twitch, the better it is for all of us. I love the Twitch audience. When I first got back to Heat Beat, I was like, man, I'm big on YouTube. I don't know about these Twitch motherfuckers. It sounds like a bunch of kids playing Mario Kart. I don't know. You know, I was an old man. These kids get off my lawn. But the Twitch audience has been amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. You guys are so loyal. Subscriptions, bits, all this. I feel weird with the bits because somebody throws like one bit, it's like a penny. I feel like I'm dancing for nickels and dimes and shit. But honestly, I've done worse in my life. But thank you. Thank you, Tobin, for joining us tonight. Thank you, everybody in the Twitch audience. Tiff, you got any final words before we head out?
Probably no mo-mo.
I think he's hurt for the season. Wait, Brad, yeah, did you get the video? Did you get that video?
My impersonation of Mo Harkless.
That's fucking cold, Joe.
He's so rough.
All right, the timing was bad. The timing might have been not good. If I had a DeLorean, I would go back and then make the video a couple weeks ago and everyone would have loved it more. Sorry.
Joe, you just took some heat off me with that.
No, but yeah.
Joey. It's still there, Tiff. It's still there. Don't worry.
Listen,
the heat is on you, Tiff.
Hopefully he comes back as we are just waiting to click purchase on that jersey.
Perfect. Way to end it. All right, Brad, shut us down. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. We love you guys. We'll see you Wednesday night. Wednesday night is also going to be an LSO takeover because I have to do LSO sports once a week, and there's too many fucking Heat games. So I'm just going to take over the fucking Miami Heat Beat hangover time. So we'll see you Wednesday night. It's going to be all black cast, and we're probably going to bring Tobin back just in case. I was like, fuck yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you later.